listeners. It is actually Tuesday, July the 20th of 2021, real time. We were going to try and do one yesterday, but you know those meetings that we always talk about that we have sometimes behind the scenes that Ryan likes is like, you know, looking space out until it's over? Yeah, that one went really long.
And we get stuck in that vortex.
We didn't have time for a raw feed. I was so bummered. So here we are right now, baby. We're back, baby. yeah, and I guess that the raw feed, you know, we have, I don't know when we can talk about our raw feed.
Well, we have a big announcement on Thursday. We have an announcement at 7 a.m.
The 22nd?
Is, what is today?
Real 20th? Time, July
22nd?
Yep,
22nd. So, yep.
Okay.
This Thursday, if you're listening today or tomorrow, 7 a.m., a big announcement. If you love the raw feed, this is going to be very cool. You're going to love this. I'm excited about this. I don't know how much Rula is.
Why?
I can't tell.
Why would I be excited about it?
Just look at your face. You don't look very excited.
Well, so I was scrolling my, you know, here we are at the end of the show. And so I kind of go through like, oh, let's see what's, because here's my thing. When we start the show, news comes in during the show. So a lot of times after 8:30, I like to scroll socials to see like what's the new headline that popped up from the overnights.
Yep.
Well, randomly, I went by one of my friends' Instagram, and he posted a video of him going through his pantry and how organized it was, and wrote the tagline over the Insta story was, "I love my housekeeper." And then I was thinking, wouldn't that be something if I put a comment on there? Like, man, I love to find a housekeeper that does that. But then I have a housekeeper that is on Instagram and says, what? You know what I mean? Like yeah. Something like playing on that somehow. Like what if your friend posts something and then something like your boss says, man, I would love to have an assistant like that. And you're the assistant. You're like, what the hell? You're looking for somebody new. Not that I have a housekeeper who's on Instagram, but any case, you have to be careful what you say, because I think all of us have had that experience where you've hired somebody to come clean your house and maybe they misplace things or don't know what to do with stuff. I have the opposite effect. If there's a really empty bottle of something, the lady that has come to my home to clean does not toss it. She just leaves it in the corner in case I need it, and it drives bonkers.
Just get rid of
it. Like, well, this thing has like two drops in it.
Come on, you can put a little bit of water up in there, shake it up, just like the Dawn. You know, you just get it's a little homeopathic. But then you can.
It doesn't end up on the floor of the shower, Kevin, unless we've already done the rinse. to get the shampoo out.
Slurs in the shower,
out.
Jeez, Kev. It's raw feed, but come on.
Homeopathic.
What's up, my homeo?
Is that what we're calling it? I didn't know that's what that was, homeopathic.
That means you can see through it, I believe.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if that's right. I'm going to have to check that one at the end of the show.
Hold on. Hey Siri, what does homeopathic mean? Let's see what British Siri tells me.
So I have a game I want to play on the show sometime. Make it like for a month. It's going to be Team Eric versus Team Kevin. And have I told you about this game yet, Kev?
Maybe not.
I don't know if I text you about it or everybody. It's going to be called You Bet Your Ass.
Are you?
And
okay, go
and
ahead.
You, it's your team. I'd be like, say, you and Sam versus me and Arula.
Except that's not what the teams are going to be, but go ahead.
Yeah, but we could make it, I see we'll make it those teams. That way, because here's the bit is, like, Ryan will say, okay, the category is name characters on the show Friends. And then they'll be like, all right, Team Eric, how many do you think Arula can answer? And I'll say, I know she can probably answer 7. And then Kevin will be like, oh, Sam loves Friends, so I think she can answer 8. And I say, no, I think Rula could do more. I think she could do 9. And so then Kevin, you'll be like, all right, do it.
So then it's like name that tune kind of the old
school.
You
have 60 seconds to name 9 characters that were on Friends. If you don't, say you, this is where I got to figure out how to do this part of the bit. Mm-hmm. If say you get 6 and we were supposed to get 9, so that's 3 we didn't get.
Yeah.
So since we're betting our ass, so now since
three
we lost, I have to get like I have all these ideas for, you know, from a whip to all these shockers, to all kinds of things.
Smacks,
so
pinches,
I get spanked 3 times. By
so who
has to spank
who really
or whoever
wins in that? The person who wants to be spanked will just keep.
I don't want to be spanked. And then Kevin's team, and then we do another round, and then you go on and on like this. Basically, you're betting your ass. But my friends did this in San Diego, and they had some cool They had all kinds of fun little contraptions they were doing. They did stuff.
So this would be
could
something.
Do team Eric, we could do Eric and Kevin against Sam and Rula, mm-hmm. and that way it's not, you know, Me Too movements. If you want to do it that way.
True. That's a great point right there. But I mean, this is something for the next season of the Rule and Ryan show. Like the
I'm just thinking maybe even the Rule and Ryan we could show. Do it. I'd like to do it the fall season, make it like a competition. Because my friend did it and they got so many great hits on social media.
There's a game, Eric, we played on the Raw feed that was similar. No, there was a game we played with one of our interns. I remember it. We were in the Raw feed recording room and one of the interns was next to us. And we played this game where you had to bet, like let's say Kevin and I were on the same team and you asked that question.
I think it's a game you bet your ass. With a donkey on it, maybe?
I just remember the person had to tell us, though. Like, I couldn't pick for myself. Like, if Kevin and I were on a team and you asked that question about friends, it's me saying what Kevin can do, not what I can do. And I would say,
I'm betting for you. We've done the game where you have to go back and forth. Like, all right, we have to do characters or planets. And all of a sudden, Kevin and I are on the same team. I was like, Kevin, okay, Earth. Name a planet, Kev.
Name five gold medal Olympians.
And then you go back and forth. Remember we did that game? You kept going and see
if you could
do the longest. I can
name them all in order.
Yeah, yeah. So, but
the
remember,
planets or the Olympians?
But that game we did was, we went back and forth. And remember, because then you got screwed because like, you know the planets, but I only know so many. I only know
right.
like four.
Right, right.
But this game is different, Rilla, because then there's the punishment. Basically, it's you bet your ass. You're putting your ass on the line.
You bet
because you lose.
Ass.
I'm working it out, but I didn't know, do you think it's better... You and Sam be on a team? Because my friend had the two.
If you're telling me that we have to get spanked as a punishment, yes, put me and Sam together. Or else
that's why I was saying Kevin.
Freaking harassment.
That's why I was saying Kevin and I were the ones getting our asses spanked. Or we put our ass on the line each time.
Oh, dear.
You guys don't have to put your ass on the line, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well.
You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I like that better.
I guess we'll let Sam.
That's what I was saying, because that way you guys don't have to. And we could even, to make it fair, we could change it up. Kevin could have, like, you know, Ryan. I could have Mumbles. We draw out of a hat. Oh, I'm working it out, but I just want to see if Kevin.
It might break to put his Ryan. It was what
I'm
afraid of.
Yeah, he.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll just make him the announcer or something.
Hey, since we're on the Raw feed, and I don't know when people are going to be listening to this, I got to talk with this in the 6 o'clock hour tomorrow so that. You know, maybe we can get a head start on it, but I'll mention it in the Raw feed too, because I don't know who listens to the Raw feed that can help us out, Raw feed. I mentioned this weeks ago, and it's back again. We're supposed to go to Mexico in a couple of weeks. Eric and I are going to Mexico because we travel like that.
Yeah.
And I can't find my passport. In COVID, my passport has gone missing because I haven't had to use it. And I looked and looked for it, and I was like, what am I going to do? I also have a name change since my last passport. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just knock out both things. I'll get a new passport and change the name since it's lost. But when I called Kev, they said, 2 weeks before your trip, you got to call and get an appointment for 3 days before the trip to get your passport like on site right away, right?
Okay,
fine. That's no problem. Well, 2 weeks was Friday. I called Friday, I called yesterday multiple times. The first time I called, you know, 5 weeks ago or whatever it was when I first found out I couldn't find it, I got through right away, no problem. Y'all, I can't get a real person on the phone. It is constantly busy.
Oh,
so
man.
What do you do if it's constantly busy? I can't get anybody on the phone to make the appointment for 3 days before the trip. So I mean, I should just go ahead and cancel my trip now.
Yeah, you might be screwed.
I do.
Your husband is going to be so mad.
I told him.
Why didn't you go down?
I told
to the,
him.
Why didn't you go, when you planned this trip, why didn't you march down to the passport place anyway and just start the process?
I did. I went there. The passport place can be the post office or the actual federal building if you want.
Yeah.
I went to the post office with the lost passport paperwork and stuff.
Okay.
I had all my stuff with me. And the guy's like, I'm just thinking maybe don't try this because I don't think you're going to get it in time.
Oh,
just
crap.
Wait for that 3 day emergency passport. And I was like, really? Because at the point, I think, Kev, I had 7 weeks or 8 weeks before the trip. He's like, I don't know. Even expedited at 6 weeks and you've got 8 weeks. I don't trust it. The post office worker told me, don't try it now. Call this number and see what they tell you. When I called the number, the lady said, okay, 2 weeks before the trip, call to get the appointment for 3 days before the trip and we'll give you one right on site. And I said, okay, well, I've been trying that for 3 days. Today's going to be the third day I'm trying it. It's
what
been
time?
Busy, busy, busy.
Okay. What time do they open in the morning?
I think they open at 8. Let me check the website.
You need to be ready at 7:59 when we're about, when we're still in a commercial break, about to play that song. Let us tease the next bit, and you just try to get through for that. Or, like, for example, like, if it's my prank call tomorrow, I will let you sit that one out if you want to and take care of that. Because I have found, like, especially with calling airlines, the earlier you can get them on the phone, the less of a wait and less of an issue that you can have. And unfortunately, that happens during when we're live on the air. So, girl, just take that. Take that 7 o'clock, and I let the boys chuckle along if it's funny. And
because, you know, originally when this happened, Kev, I didn't want to tell my husband because my husband tends to freak out when it comes to travel plans. He's a real prepper. He's a real prepper.
I'd be pissed.
And I'm like, I'll be
He's
there.
He's already packed.
So I told him, the second Eric mentioned the word Mexico, Tasso had booked us tickets. Didn't even ask anybody what time they're flying. He just booked us. I go, oh my God, now we're not flying with anybody that we know.
I know. There's anyway, like 14 of us on one flight. I'm like, God.
Yeah, everyone's on the same flight. Me and Tasso are on this rogue flight. So anyway, my point is, I did tell him, you know, in the time since, because maybe he's seen it. I don't know. Usually he doesn't know. But I said, any chance you see my passport? He's like, no. I was like, okay, well, here's the thing. So he knows I have to wait till 3 days before the trip to get it, but I'm just a little bit concerned that way that they're not answering the phone.
Remember like 14 years, before I got married, remember that's when they changed the rule? You had to have passports to go to Mexico?
Oh, rather than driving.
Definitely have to have a passport to go to Mexico.
Now I was in all those lines and then it was crazy because everyone was trying to get it done. Remember that? And we called that lady and I went downtown to that building. I can't even remember what the building was. And that lady hooked me up.
Oh.
Got me right there on the spot. She doesn't work there anymore, though, I don't think.
I know, she doesn't.
Maybe if you mention it tomorrow on the show.
Oh.
Somebody instantly can text us, like, if they can help me, I can call
maybe
them.
Maybe there's someone, I don't even know what that office was called, but we could say, is there anybody that could help her out?
Sounds like the office of Who Do You Know?
Yep, that's how it is, right?
Right? Might as well. I mean,
who you know and who you blow.
Hey, here. Oh, whoa, Kev. Eric, I don't know what you're talking about there.
I'll bet you want this passport.
My point is, Kev, you know how many people over the years, and I'm sure you've met them too, a lot of our listeners who love us have always said, like, gosh, I wish I could give something to you. Have you ever gotten a gift from a listener at an event that they want to give you something because they just feel like you do so much for them, keep them entertained? I thought that was so sweet.
I keep waiting
this
for that.
This is
a
way
a
you can give me something. Like, if you want to give me something, get me a passport.
Someone did hear me crying about, I mean, not literally, but, you know, I was bitching about something on the air that happened during the freeze to me. And I don't want to get too specific, but this person helped me out and got me up and running again at one of my houses with a gift. And I hope that I can repay this person. They're a loyal listener of the show. And I think I'm going to have them on for Believe It or Not because something happened to them. Unbelievable, but true. By being on the show. They were actually on our show and then something happened to them afterwards. So I'll see if I can get this person on. You probably know.
I just looked up, by the way, Kev. The passport agency tomorrow morning opens up at 7:30 a.m.
Oh, man. Who's going to do scoop?
So right at the end, I'll do a topic.
I know, right then at scoop at 7:26.
Okay, 7:40, we're doing a topic.
Okay.
Because at 7:25, I'm going to mute myself and get on my phone and
tomorrow,
try
Wednesday?
Start getting in there.
Yeah.
What do you do tomorrow? We got couples court tomorrow?
Couples court is at 7:20-ish. So we're coming off of couples court going into entertainment news usually.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, hit the gavel. I got to go.
Yeah. 7:30. So I didn't know this, but when you look this up, they have different open times. They are closed, obviously, on the weekends. But on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they're open at 7:30. But on Thursday, they don't open until 10.
Well, when you know, hump day, you want to go out and turn up a little bit and get ready for the weekend.
That's right. I guess that's
right. Passport officers.
Let's figure that out.
That sucks, man.
And if anybody can help me out now, just tag me at Radio Rula, R-O-U-L-A, on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll see you that way. Maybe you can help me out with passport.
Radio Rula. In the meantime, I want you to start digging around to places that you maybe didn't think
that you ain't doing that.
You've been
it's
doing
gonna be someplace that. You're not even
in
thinking.
All this time until the 2 week appointment, I've been looking.
Also,
the one place the
shirts on your car
did
it slipped underneath in a weird little.
Nope.
Also,
you're gonna find it someday.
Don't you have a place like Booster and I put them in the safe as soon as we get back in the house? We don't even unpack anything. Passport out of the pocket and into the exactly with the COVID card, the fireproof safe, and then you know exactly where to find it.
That's exactly what we have.
Yeah.
And all the passports are there except for mine. All of them are there.
Are you sure it's not in between the other ones?
Like folded into one of them?
You can miss it.
You know how they get stuck in? Like you put them in?
Yeah.
My only hope is today when we finish raw feed, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into my closet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to open every single bag that I have, like tote bag, purse,
yes,
clutch. Because my kids in COVID, I mean, let's think of how these kids have entertained themselves. They played fashion show. They played all these things. For all I know and for whatever reason, maybe they got into the passport drawer. I don't. And it's not my room. But still, maybe it was. I don't know. Anything can happen when you got kids. Things show up in the craziest of places.
And behind the clothes, too, in the back of the closet. Maybe it falls off. If it's in a jacket pocket and it falls there, and I've had that happen before.
Okay, so when's the last time you used it, though? For what trip?
I can't remember.
Was it a trip or was it for something?
I had to carry it pre-COVID because my license was expired for my birthday 2019.
Oh,
2019,
dear.
My license expired for my birthday, and I had to go to the August radio trip. And I hadn't renewed my license yet, so I took the passport to the Chicago trip as my valid ID. So I've not used this passport since August of 2019. And now we're at July of 2021.
Yeah. And Tassos did or didn't go on that trip?
He did not go on that trip. And I asked him a couple weeks ago when I first realized the passport was not with the rest of the family passports. He's like, no, I haven't seen it. Because I said, any chance? I'm just throwing this your way. I know the
answer. Hoping he was hiding it from you?
But maybe you've seen it and randomly you don't know why it was where you saw it. Any chance? So he's like, no.
Is he bummed? Is he like, oh man, we gotta get this? Is he trying to help?
No, because I told him what I was told. I go, you know, you don't need to freak out. They said I got a call 2 weeks before and I'll get it 3 days before. Now listen, before COVID turned the world upside down with everything logistically, when I was 17, it was July the 6th. I'll never forget it because I woke up that morning at my friend's house and I said, ha ha, let me call and see if I'm going to Greece today. Because when I was 17 to go to Greece, we didn't have the interweb booking tickets. You'd actually call KLM Airlines, which was the airline of choice for a lot of Houston Greeks to jump from Houston to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Athens. And you got yourself on a wait list because the planes were so full, you got yourself on a wait list. So in a rogue funny joke, like in March, I put myself on a wait list. It was for July 6th. July 6th, I woke up shockingly at 9 a.m. and the lady said, yes, you are booked for today's 12:30 flight.
Oh,
and I go, what? So then I go to my parents' house and I go, Mom, I'm supposed to be at the airport like in whatever time. Actually, this was July 5th because it couldn't have happened the same day. July 5th. The flight was July 6th. So my mom's like, what? You're going to Greece? No, you're not. Not by yourself. I go, yes, I am. Why can't I go by myself? Your parents live there. Dad's parents are there. I mean, I want to go see our cousins. So somehow I convinced my parents, okay, yeah, you can go. And so I had to get a passport and my dad took me to the Mickey Leland building and I got it. We went straight from the Mickey Leland building to Intercontinental where I got on the plane. I left.
Whoa.
That's how fast I got it.
But now you can't do that because everyone needs one, right?
Well, with COVID, I think everything has screwed it up. I really think everybody screwed it up. And you think about it this way. In today's world, your 17-year-old Ariana comes to you, Eric, and says, hey, I'm going to go see your family and, you know, Ukraine or something, you'd be like, sit your ass down. You're not going anywhere. But, you know, you think of how different it was for our parents and their parents because they were the onlys here and everybody else was in another country. As opposed to today, you've got your parents here, your brothers and sisters here, and their kids are here. In my world, all of our family was there. We were the Lone Rangers here. So, yeah, they were like, all right, I guess it's good to go see your grandma. Go ahead. So I went for 2 months by myself. It was pretty crazy.
It'll be all right. If not, I'll have some tequila in your honor.
Man, I feel like one of these ways is going to work out for you.
Yeah,
either you're going to find it. I need you to dig through those purses and clutches from 2019. Yeah. You know, hopefully you didn't take it to Plato's closet and flip it.
No,
you know,
no. If you did that.
No, in 2019, I did take my clothes to a place near the radio station called Baubles and Beads.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a consignment store, and they only pay you when the clothes sell. But I was like, how much did it sell for? I got $30. That's not fun. But Kevin, you came back from Mexico, or you've been to Mexico since COVID, right?
Oh, yeah.
Don't they make you do like a PCR test like right when you get there? Like, what's the strategy on that travel? I don't think I know that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
don't know that. I haven't done it.
They actually started that right after I left. They didn't require that for quite some time. And so now they will test you at the airport on the 15-minute test. And what I've heard is that...
On your way back?
On your way back. on your way home.
So here's the question, Kevin.
When we go there,
do you, on your own, take a COVID test here just so that you know you're negative? Because the last crap you need, Eric, is that you and 14 friends are at Bush trying to go to Mexico. None of y'all tried your COVID home test just to see. And you actually are carrying COVID. And when you go to Mexico, nope. They're like, oh, yeah, you're positive. You're staying for 14 days.
Nope, because I'd rather stay there than stay here.
Yep.
Really? You would take that chance?
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather go have fun.
How do you afford that for 14 days?
Well, sometimes the Mexican government will put you up. You might not like where they're putting you.
In a hospital. They're going to steal your organs while you sleep.
But, maybe you have to come up with your own place. Luckily, I know where to go, for a cheap stay, should I have to stay.
You guys rent an Airbnb?
Yeah,
man, that's a tricky game, Eric. I'm taking a COVID test before the trip. Okay. I want to make sure so that I know I'm COVID negative. I mean, I'm vaccinated.
Only there a few days.
But my point is, Eric, you have to do your PCR test. If I get to the damn hotel with you and they swab us and they say, oh, you're positive, I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean I'm positive? Then I'm screwed. I don't mind. I'd rather know here.
I'm not missing. I have to go no matter what. So
some of the hotels are testing you complimentary tests before you head on out, and they'll do the serious one where it takes a day for it to come back.
That's how you go. Like if you leave on a Monday, you go Saturday or Sunday or something.
Yeah,
Sunday morning.
Exactly. So there's a couple ways to do it.
Well, I
wouldn't
hope this hotel
scared.
You booked for us, Eric, is nice and fancy, where they just come to our room and swab our cheek or something.
In which city
service.
Are y'all? Which city are y'all going to?
We're going to Cabo.
Okay,
Cabo.
I have never been there. I'm very curious as to what it's like.
I went on my honeymoon, and that is why when Tasso's heard that Eric and his wife wanted to go to Cabo, he was like, booked! It's booked! We haven't been there since our honeymoon. And when we made sure we stayed at the only... Well, you can't swim the beach in Cabo. It's too choppy. It's too dangerous. But there is a hotel resort that claims we're the only swimmable beach in Cabo. And it's called the Casa Dorado. And it's right next to this bar called The Office. It's called that because you can say, I'm at The Office. And that's also, at the time, it was Jennifer Aniston's favorite place to hang out. Like, she had just left 2 days before we landed. And that's where she and Jimmy Kimmel and John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, they all hang out there. So the only swimmable beach at the time, when we went in 2009, was Casa Dorado. I don't know. I know the place that we talked about staying, Eric, I don't think they have a swimmable beach.
No,
but you can't because it's too choppy and it's very cold.
Too dangerous.
Yeah, so it's mostly just look at the water.
That's the thing, too. My sister said they're in December after Christmas for like 4 or 5 days, they're going to Cancun with some friends. They said if we want to go, but I'm like, for them, it won't be as cold because they're coming from Chicago where it's going to be 20 degrees.
But for us, it's cold, yeah.
But for us, I'm like, I remember going to Cancun in like November once and the water was cold. The pool. I'm like,
in October when I got married, that pool at the resort in Cabo, we were freezing. We had to go sit in the quote hot tub so we could warm up, and the hot tub wasn't hot. I was like,
unless
oh
it's
my
a
God,
heated,
I'm freezing.
Unless it's heated pools, I guess. I'm just, it's funny how the air,
this beach
the air does
is
that.
Fabulous and it's quite large at the Dorada. I think it's Dorada.
Dorado,
is it Dorada? Dorada.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Casa Dorada, yes.
Yeah.
And I found them on Twitter because 2009, Twitter was pretty new.
Here, I'll text Kevin where we're staying.
Okay, because you're not going to be actually at Casa Dorada.
No,
you're gonna,
no, we
that's
are not.
Just the one you're all talking
we're going
about.
We're going to an all-inclusive one.
Yeah, I feel like they're all inclusive for the most part. Yeah,
that's the way to go. That you don't have to worry about.
Well, I mean, maybe there, but in Puerto Vallarta, I would never make that mistake again. You miss so much, but you and I do vacations differently. So
yeah
you're Mr. Activity. Me and Eric are more like, where's the drink?
I mean, you can still do it like my niece and nephews. They all did from swimming with dolphins. They did all the sailing and stuff. You still do all that stuff. I'm just lazy. I'm like, I'd rather drink and get, I like boogie boarding. I just like going out there and getting hit by waves.
But I mean, I can drink everywhere I'm going in Mexico. They still have the booze there for you.
Yeah, but I love being in the pool. I love bar pools and just relaxing,
that's
laying
the other
out,
thing.
Reading a book.
I cannot be in a pool when there's a beach in front of me. That's almost ironic.
Well, that's
like,
why Cancun
did I go to the
water,
beach?
That's why Cancun water is so awesome. Because it's so blue. Puerto Vallarta, I think if you could take Cancun water and Puerto Vallarta with the mountains,
yeah, Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Puerto Vallarta.
Sometimes I see alligator or crocodiles in there or whatever I see.
What?
One time they're like, everybody out, everybody out. There's one that came down from the mountain over there. Is a water slide or a landslide, mudslide, something.
Yeah.
They're over here. I'm like, oh, what the hell are you talking about?
I see your place, and there is a beach in front of it as well as many pools. So you could enjoy
look at this article
both.
I found, Eric. It says, insert your resort here. The one y'all are talking about is one of the best all-inclusive resorts in Cabo. So that's good.
The one we're going to?
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's
really big.
Yeah, and we'll see how it goes.
Pools for
days. I'm looking forward. It's my wife's birthday, if anyone's... That's why we're going.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big birthday, so we're going to go there and
yeah, it's not just because Eric and I like to travel together because we can't get enough of each other.
Oh, yeah. I can wear my thong. I can't wear my thong now with my friends
together.
There.
Oh, God, gross. I cannot.
Hey, you don't have to be that disgusting.
Actually, you know what? This would be crazy. This is the third time going to Mexico, and two of them have been with you. My first time ever in Mexico was your wedding. Then I went to my honeymoon. Then this time with you again.
In Bahamas. Well, all of us were in the Bahamas.
You went to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun.
I like to go back
there.
It was
in the Bahamas recently that I saw that, and I was like, oh, yeah. We did all that. That was. I feel like I'm kind of a one and done-er. I need to do more travel than this. I mean, outside of Greece, because I have family there, if I'm going to visit a foreign country, I want to go there once and move on to the next. Like, I put my little, tab on the map. Let me go to the next city. Like, I've already been to Milan, Italy. I don't need to go there again. Next, I'm going to go to Barcelona, Spain.
You should definitely do that. But see, that's the thing about Barcelona for me. I want to go back there because it's so badass and I didn't get to do everything.
See? Yeah, I want to go back.
So, and then experience
it feels
the rest.
Good when you know the place, right, Kev?
Oh,
when you know
yes. Oh, yeah, I know where to go. I know where to go on this street. This is where our favorite little bar was. Remember this? Here we are again.
Maybe I do it years apart, but not back to back. Like, if I had back to back years, I wouldn't pick the same place outside of Greece because of
the good thing about being in Houston, we're so close to stuff in the Caribbean and stuff.
It doesn't feel that way unless you're on the East Coast. When I was on the East Coast, I was close to stuff.
Even Dominican Republic over there, I went a few years ago, and it was like 4.5 hours flight, I think it was. Five. It was warm at Christmas time. The water was just warm enough.
You know, if you live on the Atlantic coast, a lot of people go to Bermuda, which is an island out in the Atlantic Ocean. And
lost in that triangle.
I think it does. It is the tip of the triangle. And it's a British settlement because they all speak with a British accent and drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, a lot of these islands are all like they're in the part of the colony.
Yes, I'm going to Turks for my mom's 70th birthday, and just found out that it is the wrong side of the road driving, and they always make me do it. I don't know why, but they always make me drive in these
places. They trust you the most. You can build sheds. You could drive on the wrong side of the road.
Is the steering wheel at least on the other side? You know what I mean?
Like everything's on the wrong side, definitely. And I cannot get a stick
driving
shift.
The passengers.
I can't stick shift with my manual transmission with my left hand. I don't think I could do that. I could do. I did an automatic, and I paid more. You had to pay like an extra, $20 a day, maybe more, to get an automatic. I don't know.
And they're almost few and far between to find. Yeah. They're like, what?
Can we get a car in America where the steering wheel's on the other side?
Definitely. Absolutely.
There's no law that says it has to be on that side.
I don't believe so. Imports, I've seen imports, like at car shows, mostly. Where,
but not like a Suburban.
No.
You can't get like a Suburban with the wheel on the other side.
You won't
side.
Find that. The only thing you see...
American made.
You see every day, I bet you guys see every day a vehicle with the steering wheel on the wrong side. You know what vehicle that is?
The mailman.
There you go.
UPS guy?
No, yeah. Mailman. It's just the regular mailman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, against the mailbox.
USPS.
I feel so bad because they're in Houston. I've noticed in both of my neighborhoods, there's the letter carriers are actually walking around with a bag to put
a giant heavy bag,
to put the mail into your little slot. I mean, when I came from the East Coast, I was like, wait, what? They're walking around because we had mailboxes everywhere. It's just so hot. Why do they still do that? I feel so bad for those people.
Well, now they have those neighborhoods with the mailbox grid. Like, not just apartment complexes, like neighborhoods have the bunch of boxes all together beginning. And you have to go there. Yeah. And I'm like, that's annoying. If I was looking for a new house and I found out that's the mailbox system, I wouldn't buy that house.
Well, the other thing is like, what if you get a large envelope or a small package, neither of which will fit into that tiny little box.
Right.
Then sometimes there's like a community big box that you have to have a key for. Well, how the hell do I know that like Marcy from down the street not gonna take my shit?
I know some friends that they built.
I know, right?
By next to their house, like you would, you know, the door is there. You look to your left, and it's a big. They can put packages in it. You open the door, you put the package in, and yep. It like slides down. It like goes into the garage.
Wow!
So nobody can break in. You know, you can't like just think.
Yeah. It has that little wall thing, like they do at the post office. You know, you pull it forward. It has a slot to put it in, but you can't reach back and get the rest of the mail.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
right.
And it's a slide, so it slides the package. So if you have a big
cool.
package,
cool.
Because I'm like, I hate to have my packages being seen. In the front,
yeah.
You know, the house.
Now they
Christmas
I think,
time.
Doesn't Amazon have some kind of system where you can give the driver your garage door?
Yeah,
something like that.
Trust it.
They're
gonna get my house and look at my underwear.
Okay.
Pervert.
Get a lockbox.
Some boring.
Don't trust anybody.
They're like, this is boring. What else? Yes.
Yeah,
I wish we could do raw feed with texters listening to the raw feed as we record it, because I'm curious to know how many people are giving us tips and tricks that we don't know about.
Oh yeah,
but I'm.
If you ever want to fill the phones, you just say something about Disney and what's your secret
food,
like because people love to talk about Disney. Like I go to the bookstore and you know that's that aisle where they're all cheap books, like to the right near the front, they discount books.
I don't know. There is one.
Oh yeah, you like if you want guns, what guns look like from 1880s all the way up to 2000s, they have books. They have books on. Abraham Lincoln, they're like $7, but they have like 5 books on how to get to Disney on the cheap, how to do this on Disney, this. People freaking go nuts for Disney. Kevin, if you ever had kids, do you think you'd ever go to Disney or is not your thing?
Oh, we were just talking about that. My mom wants to take the niece and nephew, just her and I and Booster, to Disneyland because she hates Disney World now. Now she's been to Disneyland. She's like, screw Disney World. I need Disneyland. It's much more navigable.
It's just 2 parks and you knock it out and it's over.
Right,
it's
right.
It's easier, yeah.
So
you stay right there on the property.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
walk.
So
California
I have to make the decision, do I want to experience this? I mean, no.
Have you never been ever?
Not to Disneyland. I've been to Disney World a couple times as a wee lad.
I think you'd like it. Disneyland was my first time ever going to Disney. I'd never been
nice.
To Disney World, and I didn't think I ever needed to see Disney World because I thought Disneyland and California Adventure were just fine with me.
But that Epcot is so much fun for adults, drinking around the world.
Yeah, Epcot was cool. Tassos and I went by ourselves, and we drank around the world. Had this.
What was that one with the wine
China.
Festival they have?
It was called the Food and Wine, not festival, but something about food and wine. And it happens in October. And every single country has these little kiosks with bits
crowded,
and bites. Kind of like tapas size, Kevin. They're not like full meals. They're like tapas size. And it's 3 different things from that country plus a special drink. Now, you buy them individually. It's not like a set menu, but you can buy whatever you want. So I remember like in China, we got the cantaloupe, which whatever's in that drink was delicious, and like black pepper chicken lo mein something, and it was delicious. And then we went to France and we got something there, and then we hit every single country for which I was interested. The first thing I looked at was the drink.
Plus
what's
Animal
the
Kingdom's
drink?
Fun, Kev, with the there's some fun rides there. I think you'd have fun.
Animal
but
Kingdom.
He's been to World. He's not going to World. Land and
I'm
California
saying if you ever went
Adventure.
Back to Disney World though as an adult, because he went as a kid, but it's changed.
And Kevin, really
cool. Universal or Universal Studios? Oh, fun.
But don't you feel like that's 2 different trips? I can't do Disney
no,
and
no,
Universal
you do.
In one trip.
Oh, yeah. Every year I do it. We go again. We go do like 2 days at Disney. We do like Disney World and like Epcot at night. The next day we do Animal Kingdom and Hollywood, whatever that one. What's
Studios.
The other one? Disney, Hollywood Studios.
So you did Magic Kingdom and
do 2 a
Animal
day.
Kingdom? Okay.
And then the next day we go to Universal for two. We do 2 days at Universal Studios.
Oh my God,
we leave hotels. We go to a hotel
exhausting.
There. That's
fun.
You're doing like 20,000 steps a day.
I'm tired already thinking about it.
It's fun.
My butt hurts.
You're just drinking, having fun, going roller coasters.
The thing, Kevin, that is good about Disneyland versus World is Disney World doesn't have this ride. It's the Cars ride in California Adventure. And it is so awesome. There's a guy who made national news. We got it in our little like information packet. He has ridden that ride 25,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
when Tassos and I went with the girls, I didn't know anything about this guy. And he's the guy that sat next to me. Because he goes, "Hi, my name's John. This is my 10,000th, 900 something, something, whatever." And I go, "What?" He goes, "I ride this ride every day, all day." And that's what he did. He has paper. On paper, he has how many times he rode. At the time, it was 10,000 something.
What'd you say? Now he's good for you, numbnuts. I don't care. Get away from me.
No, because I was like, teach him. I mean, it really was a fun ride. We rode that ride three times.
How do you make a living?
Because he's a single rider. He's retired. He's a single rider. He goes to the park every day. He likes to be the single ride guy. And he loves the Cars ride. So he thought he made it a thing. Oh, I've been on this ride this many times. Loser. Oh, look at that. I've done it this many times. Something.
Our friend Mercedes, her radio station in Vegas, they take her to Disneyland a lot. And I just saw that they got back and they said, go to the single line, single rider line. Even with your family, it's no big deal. Just go, obviously, if your kids are old enough. Mm-hmm, just go to the single rider. Even if you're not with your family, you're going to go through in 10 minutes compared to 40 minutes.
Wow, that's good to know.
Yeah, so do the single riders. I know people are like, I don't want to be alone. And if you have to, once you get up there, you go, you know what? My daughter's really scared.
He's a single rider. And he only waits 10 minutes to go.
Has Booster been to Disney World or Disneyland?
I don't think he has. I don't think his parents did fun stuff with him.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe you should do that.
Take him.
Yeah, I feel like it. I think that's cute that your mom was taking both of her boys to Disneyland and in California Adventure. That's really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay in one of the property hotels. Stayed in the Disneyland Hotel. It was nice. It's still a walk, though. It's like a 20-minute walk just to get to the park.
That's okay. It's
California
it's nice
Adventure. You're right inside the park. And also, your mom's husband passed away. How long ago now? Has it been 2 weeks?
He passed probably about, hold on, let me do that. It was the last weekend in June. And
right. So,
I'm actually going up there on Thursday for the funeral. I'll still be on the air on Friday and Monday, and then I'll come back Monday night.
So I'm sure she wants to spend time with her boys. Of the tough time she's having.
Yes. Yes. It was really hard leaving to come back here. Same with my brother. But, you know, speaking to mom, she said that she needed that time alone to reflect on her own. So you know how it is, Rula.
It's actually better that way, right? Because you did it. Yeah. You left and you're going to go back and see her. So she had 2 weeks to be alone.
Right.
Not that she's alone, but.
Right. And she's
the
tired.
Second time you leave, it'll be a little tough.
She's just tired of people asking if she's okay. It's like, no, she's not okay. She lost her husband. She's not gonna be okay. And so I call her maybe like every other day or every couple days now, just so I'm not like bugging her and asking her the same questions. She found a grief group. Thank goodness. And I think it's really helping.
That's good.
Her. Yeah.
Does your dad, do they like talk to each other? Did like, your dad reach out and stuff?
My dad sent a card, but I don't know if he actually called her, but he just sent a card.
Is that weird? Like, because my parents obviously didn't live long enough to get divorced if they were ever going to get one. As they get older, they kind of just have just way separate lives. It's harder for you, right? Because you got to try and plan vacations. If you spend too much time with one.
Yeah.
Brother might get mad.
And that was the other thing. When I was up there, I was already slated to be at my mom's house for vacation. I just went a little bit early to help her through the arrangements. And then, you know, dad was like, well, you still come to see me? And so, I'm like, oh, God, I got to comfort mom. So thank God my brother was like, look, I was supposed to drive you to dad's, but I'm going to stay back with mom. And then you go see dad. And so I did.
Did you rent a car?
No. My brother was like, strap one on and buy a plane ticket.
Hey, Scrooge McDuck, you got the cash?
Seriously, no. I was like, I don't want it because it was hundreds of dollars to fly just for like 30 minutes up the coast, or I could bought a train ticket for about $100 per person. Which
how long does that take though?
6 hours.
Yeah, how long was that train ride?
It was a 6 hour ride. So. No, I bit the bullet, flew into Philly, and then did get
those,
to spend time.
Gay
with
clubs won't be, you got to get, get there. And help
Yeah. And I actually took my my dad's girlfriend out to the gay bars.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was like, "Y'all go out and have fun," and we did.
Oh my gosh!
I have a picture on my personal Facebook. You can see me and her and Booster and my dad's one of my dad's best friends, Sarah. They surprised me for a little birthday dinner too. So that was super sweet. It was such a great trip, and I'll be glad to go back and see my mom though and help her out through this process. And, you know, thank you all for understanding. I got to go away again.
Well, you'll be on. I guess we'll be off. Rule and I won't be on that Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad. Awesome. Thank goodness I have that satellite feed there. Yep. I can do it.
Ryan's going to poop his pants. He's going to be like, oh, I can't do this.
I know.
You might not even need it. Just bring your equipment, and I'm sure he'll be like, oh, we'll just do best of
stuff. I know he will, and I already told him. I was like, look.
But you can sleep in. I'm not doing all this work.
God, I don't need another vacation day taken away.
Well, it's not like he doesn't exactly. have like 100 vacation days backed up because he doesn't take any.
But if Kevin can show up, you just show up, Kev, and say, I'm here. You might say you talk once. You should do, Kev. Just record a bunch of stuff in a Vox Pro and in a recorder.
Hit
and
buttons have, like you're talking.
And have... have Sam hit it for you. Oh, yeah. Hey, Kev, what do you think about that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We already have.
I don't know. Okay. Sounds make good.
Make a joke about Ryan's hair. I didn't realize on the Rule and Ryan Show Facebook page, there's a funny, Kevin put a photo of Ryan with these glasses that look like
old lady glasses.
A blind guy would have. Or
hold on. Let me look right now.
You know when you get surgery at an eye, like LASIK surgery?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
While she's looking, if you go to Rule and Ryan's Facebook page. Wait, go ahead, play it.
The Rule and Ryan Show Facebook page. Let me see the pictures. I see our main picture.
Scroll down.
Of the five of us. And the next picture.
He posted it last couple weeks ago.
This one? Where he was talking?
Look at this. It's just a still photo.
Those shades, though. Caption this.
Kill the Girl Scout.
Yeah, I can just work him into the show. Definitely, I've got enough drops.
Hey, you just play the drops.
What up, bitches?
Yep.
But if you go to Rule and Ryan Facebook page, if you listen to this, I just ask people: is there things you like about the show? Don't like things you want to hear? If you have ideas, I don't know. I want constructive criticism. I don't need us to. I don't like this or that. Whatever. What does that help?
Yeah,
I need ideas because I want to make the show. You know, we do this for you guys.
For the next season of the Rule and Ryan Show, what are we going to flip and change and do new?
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
This latest one is, some constructive criticism on how to make your robocall better, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Let's hear how they do it. Let's hear, what are their thoughts?
If robocall instructions were a little more subtle, I think it would be funnier. The more outrageous instructions should be saved for the end. What? I think there was a segment that was called Make Your Mom Cuss or Boiling Point or something. I thought those were hilarious. No, I usually say, how fast will Kevin get you to your boiling point? It's the robocall.
And the thing is, if Kevin just like, hey, hi, welcome to the, you know, line.
Just real plain
it's
nice. Shit.
It's boring. And then also they have two good jokes at the end. That's...
Mm-mm.
You get roasted.
Here's the other thing about that. You never know how long they're going to stay on the line. So you got to get those jokes out there quick.
Yes. So right. That you got to hit them hard.
You hook
first.
People who are listening out there. People want blood. You know, I get a lot of complaints on the other hand. Like, oh, you didn't go hard enough on them. You didn't keep them on long enough. Oh, my God. Cannot win. This shit off, is like hard said, to do.
You're better off, like I said, hit them hard. Hit them fast. And strike first, strike hard, whatever. Like, no mercy with Cobra Kai.
Like Cobra Kai. There's a couple of people that don't like mystery boxes. They can't see it.
I know, I got mad at that.
We have the angle of Instagram and Facebook Live. You can watch it later.
Then that means almost like any bit we do, like our Lego bit. And to me, it's theater of the mind. So do people in the 1920s say, oh, this fucking Lone Ranger show on the radio sucks?
I think that the key there is, Eric, is...
You said to describe it?
Even though you don't agree with what she says, it just puts the little seed in my head to just really make sure we describe everything. I try to describe a lot, but you know when we get into Mystery Box, especially when it's been gross, weird stuff like live animals, we get carried away in, oh my God, you're touching that. And somebody just tuning in doesn't know what they're touching. And that's hard.
That's part of what it is.
We can't re-say it once the person's in the room. So there is that. We know that's going to happen. We know somebody's going to tune in the middle of the reaction where we cannot tell you what it is yet. You got to just hold on to the end.
Yeah, that's what's tough.
Get the reveal.
Right? Yeah, if they're at the beginning, I think you get it because you know what's in it. The anticipation of that person coming in there because you know there's a snake in there, but Kevin does not know it, and you hear him freaking out, and what's his response going to be? And then you can also see it because we always put it on social media, so it's like a twofer. So stuff like that, I don't know. But we, you know, I'll look into it, and we don't have to do it anymore if people don't want it. My thing is, we got to take it all with a grain of salt, right? We're taking comments and your criticism.
They're called suggestions, not rules.
Exactly.
You're not making rules for the Rolling Rancho. You're making suggestions.
Like one person goes, I don't like roses and revenge. And then other people are like, screw you. I love those bits. So
I'll tell you right now, you got some love.
We're going to do those two for sure, no matter what. I just feel
and
I don't.
What's up your butt Wednesday, Eric? That would count a lot too.
A lot of people, this is because it's a catchy name. It's
long
fun.
Time.
Yeah. Do it tomorrow.
Okay, I can't do it tomorrow. Okay, let's do that tomorrow.
Let me write Isabel, that down.
Our listener, Isabel from radio school, she had her kid in radio school. She thought of that.
Up your butt.
Because she works in the medical field. She goes, y'all should do a segment called What's Up Your Butt Wednesday. And we do.
Wednesday.
Nice time.
And we will tomorrow. Yeah, so there's tons of stuff. So add to it there, raw feeders, if you can. And just don't talk about how to do a robocall.
I will take any bit of criticism. Please put it out there. I don't care. I love to read it.
So go to the Rule and Ryan Show Facebook page, not the KRBE Facebook page, the Rule and Ryan.
Or the one
Show
where they say, like, you guys talk over each other, or Rula cuts Ryan off or cuts the show off. A lot of times we just over.
That's
you know,
called moving it along.
We're trying to go somewhere else, mm-hmm. and we're not letting Rula take it to the next level because we want to do our jokes and stuff. So it's hard that way.
And he knows it's my battle. Because he knows it's my battle. When Kevin and Ryan and Eric go hard on some dirty joke or innuendo or something, and we are running out of time, and I have to have enough time to set up what's happening next for us to not totally be behind. In the meantime, what you can't see is Sam's arms are waving like helicopters. Oh my god! Hurry up!
Because you're getting trouble by the boss because we have
right because we're late
commercials.
So then I'm like, okay, look at the shiny thing over here. Okay, moving on. Coming up next, we need your calls for this thing.
Yeah,
so that's just
it's not the sexiest part, right? No. It's not the sexiest part of the job, but
it's
we need it.
It's the mechanics.
Yeah, mechanics.
That's right.
So,
all right, guys. Well, thanks for the raw feed today. I didn't get dirty or anything, but just interesting stuff. And if anybody has any passport help, send it my way at Radio Rula on Instagram and Twitter.
You're going to get it three weeks from now?
I know.
Damn it.
By the way, the flight's happening like July 30th. If it's after July 30th, you're hearing this, doesn't help.
Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. Okay, you have a great day, Kevin. Have a great day, Eric. And we'll talk to you
Take
tomorrow
care.
Morning at 6 o'clock, Bye. Friends. Bye.
I always wanted to poop my pants.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'm just